That was a great track there by John and Vangelis with I Find My Way Home. 11:38, now joining me a little bit later than anticipated. I was getting a little bit worried there, Chris, because I thought maybe he's got the wrong date. I started getting panicky. But you are here.
A12, traffic, all the usual excuses.
I know, I did. I've been reading out loads. There's loads of traffic problems this morning. Now, I'm joined in the studio by Chris Booth, who is from CHAPS, which is the men's health charity that holds surgeries all over the UK, specifically aimed at men's health concerns. And I know you've done some at Southend Football Stadium, etc., and you do them all over the country. I thought that Dr David Shuttleworth was joining us today. I got a little bit confused. He's not here today.
Correct.
But
just
he might be listening.
I hope so.
And now you've come in today to talk about a subject which I was mentioning, I've mentioned quite a few times on the radio, because I think that we're talking about skin cancer today, and I do have personal experience, and unfortunately at the moment, again, personal experience with skin cancer. Somebody else that I know has been diagnosed with skin cancer. And it's one of those things you might think that is only relevant if you live in a hot country or in Australia, because that's what, you know, there's quite a high percentage of people in Australia, in those sort of countries, and we don't normally expect that we get it here, but it is on the rise. So you're here to talk about all of the skin cancers, different types of skin cancers, also the treatments that are out at the moment. There is a new drug called, I think it's Uroy, as I think that's how you pronounce it, also there's a new smartphone app apparently that you can use to check your moles. I don't know if you heard about that one.
No, I haven't. That's excellent.
Yeah, well, hopefully it's work. I've not downloaded it. So first of all, just to start off with this skin cancer, so before we talk about the different types, is skin cancer actually preventable?
You can prevent it by staying out of the sun. That's the commonest problem. Ultraviolet light is very damaging to skin, so stay out of the sun, or if you're in the sun, then take precautions and put on the maximum factor. You've got different types of people have got different types of skin, going from basically very pale that always burn, all the way through to black. And black skins obviously are much more resistant to damage from ultraviolet light than our pale northern European skins. Within that spectrum, though, there are people who always burn. There are people who burn a bit but slowly get a tan. Then the next category really are people who tan reasonably easily. Others just tan at the, you know, drop of sixpence and it's easy.
Yeah.
The people who burn are the ones who are most at risk. The people who tan easily are at less risk.
Yeah.
The other risk factors that are the number of moles that you have. If you've got more than, say, 10 moles on one arm, then you're clearly at risk.
Right.
So moly sort of people need to be checking their moles all the time.
Are there certain places that you get skin cancer more than it, or can it appear anywhere? Are there certain places, you know, that you might say, oh, well, you get more, you're more likely to get skin cancer in that area, or you know?
Well, area geographically, an area on your body. If you're living on the coast, especially in exposed areas, then you're more at risk. Because even if it's not sunny, there's still ultraviolet light getting through and reflecting off the water and so on. In terms of your body, then there are different types of cancer, and which we'll go into.
Yep.
But as a rough rule, the malignant melanoma, which is the dangerous one.
Yeah.
Men tend to get melanomas on the trunk, whereas women get melanomas on the arms and legs. So those are the areas that you should be watching for.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've got a mole on my leg, and I was hoping that David was going to be here, so I was going to roll up my trouser leg and say, have a look at this mole and tell me what you think. But there are different types, because mine doesn't look like where you've got the sort of the edging on it. It doesn't look like that. But there are, I didn't actually realise there are three different types of skin cancer. Is that correct?
There are basically three different sorts. Basal cell carcinoma or cancer, squamous cell cancer, and the dangerous one, malignant melanoma. Basal cell cancers are very common.
Yeah.
They occur mainly on the face, neck, shoulders, areas that have been damaged by sunlight. But they're very, very common. And they start off usually looking like a small, rather pearly-coloured mole, if you like.
Mm.
and they very gradually grow. Then they may well bleed easily if they're knocked or scraped when shaving. So if you develop something like that, that's a strange noise coming in.
So it sounds like somebody screaming out there. I don't know who that was.
These are not dangerous because they don't spread, and they're not going to kill you. But obviously, if you get them in a critical sort of area, close to your eye, on the nose, which are common areas, then of course by gradually enlarging and spreading, by gradual enlargement and invasion of the surrounding tissue, then of course they can cause problems and they need to be treated. So they can be cured with radiotherapy and by excision, but if they're in one of these areas that's rather critical, then clearly if you let it get big, then the surgery has to be more extensive.
Can that type of cancer be life-threatening, or is that something that can be always cured with that type of skin cancer?
The usual type, then yes, it can always be cured.
Yeah. So would that be also like red patches or little tiny sort of blisters? Would that be a type of skin cancer as well, or is that just to give people an idea? So it's kind of flat, shiny looking moles that can be that first.
Basal cell cancers. They do develop as little lumps.
Yeah.
Almost wart-like.
Yeah.
Initially. But they have a somewhat raised, pearly sort of appearance, sometimes with a little dimple in the middle.
Yep.
So they look almost like a little crescent.
Yep.
Or volcano.
Okay, and then we're moving on to the next skin cancer type.
Squamous cancers are unusual. Mm. They're not very common. And they occur on the limbs, exposed areas, and they will gradually enlarge. They're much more warty, crusty looking. But they do have potential to spread, and they can spread elsewhere.
Yeah.
It's not common, but they do.
And what do they in general look like? Are they darker in colour or...?
Rather wart-like, sometimes rather yellowish colour, crusty skin, sometimes darker colouring on them. Curiously, they were the very first cancer to be reported linked to an industry. There was a condition called mule spinner's cancer.
Mm.
The mules were the huge weaving frames that worked in the factories in the 1800s.
Yeah.
And these had to be oiled, and they used shale oil to do this. And children would be leaning over, because they're small, so they're in the right place to join up the threads that get broken when weaving. So they're constantly leaning over the machinery and getting oil down on their in the groin, basically, around there. So they used to get a cancer called mule spinner's scrotum. So it actually developed around the penis and scrotum.
Right.
Chimney sweeps got it as well. Children sent up chimneys. So that was the first industrial cancer to be recognized. Well, of course, that was prevented probably by a change in the machinery and the introduction of vegetable oils.
Mm. So that second cancer that you mentioned, is that, again, treatable, curable, or not?
Again, it's treatable, but obviously you want to catch it before it's spread. If it's spread... Squamous cancer is very resistant to treatment.
Right.
And one of the areas that it can occur still is on the penis. So almost always it's in uncircumcised men.
Yeah.
So if an uncircumcised man develops a lump under the foreskin that starts to bleed, then this needs to be seen urgently.
Okay. And the third skin cancer?
The third one is the nasty one. This is malignant melanoma.
Yeah.
For some reason, it's becoming much, much more common. The numbers are rising. In fact, over the last 40 years, the numbers of cases have quadrupled. It's commoner in females, by a ratio of about 2 to 1, but actually it causes death in men more commonly than females.
And if people are looking out for signs of this cancer, what would be the difference between the other two, or is it similar sort of look?
These are the ones that go, these are the ones that look like moles that are going wrong.
Yeah.
If the mole becomes much darker, if it starts to bleed, if it starts to enlarge, if it starts to become paler, all of these are warning signs.
Yeah. If you get the other thing is, just with those, because I know I've got, my dad had these as well, they're the flat moles that are kind of weird shaped, like edge. So they've never been sort of like a proper mole. I can't remember what they're called, but they are not cancer. But they can look a little bit jaggedy around the edge. So you can have those type of moles.
Yeah.
But if they start to go more, I suppose if they go more jagged or they raised or change
in any way.
Yeah.
Get it checked.
Yeah.
You should check your own moles. Basically check them every 3 months or so.
Yeah.
But if one seems to be changing, see an expert.
Now, we're going to be talking more about treatments as well. We're just going to play a little bit of music, and then we're going to come back with more from Chris after this. Right, I'm back. We're back. We didn't go anywhere. We're just sitting here having a gossip, actually. But I'm joined in the studio by Chris Booth, who is from Men's Health Charity Chaps. He actually runs the charity, and they do different events all over the UK. So gentlemen can come along and get themselves checked out for their health problems, don't you, Dave?
That's what we do.
So, nearly called you David then. We were just talking about David Shuttleworth, who is not here. I did actually mention he was going to be here, but I've got myself a little bit confused, and he's not. He is actually one of the leading cancer skin specialists, isn't he, in the country?
He's a skin cancer specialist, and he has a particular interest in skin cancers, and he's based in Colchester, yes.
Excellent. Now, we were talking about skin cancer and who it actually affects and the signs to look for. And I said there is actually a new app that you can download at the moment. You might want to check it out. I'm not saying it works brilliantly, but it's apparently just come out, and you can actually check your own moles. You hold up the camera, take a picture, and then it will tell you whether or not the mole is could possibly be cancerous, which I think is, you know, any problems always go straight to your GP. We won't go in so much to the treatments, because we don't have all of the details on the treatments. But you were saying there are some creams that they can use on the very the first cancer that we mentioned, which I've forgotten the name of, which is the one that they can cure.
And the very early ones, there are creams that can be used. But if they're not working, then obviously you need to consider surgery.
Yeah, and with the surgery as well, I'm only talking from personal experience with my sister. She had a mole on her arm. When they cut that original cancer out, they went across. She had a very small mole on her arm. They went, I think, about 2 inches across and about an inch or so down, because they have to go right the way down into the skin as well. It was lucky it was on her arm. She had that removed. And 5 years later, she'd been going to the hospital every 6 months to get checkup, to have a blood test. And they'd actually said, I think she'd had the 5 year all clear, and she'd gone back to the doctors because she wasn't feeling right, and the cancer was already, I think, was already at stage 2 by then. Never quite understood how they missed her having cancer. I mean, she was going back to obviously being checked, but these things happen. But it then just, you know, it spread to the other organ. I think she already had secondaries by the time she actually went back, because it had gone secondary to the lungs. And that's from, you know, she had that for 5 years. It was cut out from her arm, but it obviously came back and had already gone through her body.
Cancer spread in various ways. Mm. They can either spread by direct invasion of the tissues around them, which is the way that basal cell cancers and squamous cancers initially spread. Basal cell cancers, that's the only way they spread. But they also spread through by invading blood vessels, and they can invade the lymphatic system. Mm. The lymphatic system is like an auxiliary circulation. There are lymphatic vessels all over the body, and these drain clear fluids with no blood cells in.
Yeah.
But cancer cells invade these as well, and they will spread to the so-called lymph glands.
Yeah.
And from the lymph glands, eventually they can spread into the bloodstream.
Yeah.
So this is how they spread all around the body.
Yeah, she actually did had found something in her neck as well, and I think that was another reason why she went to the doctors, and they thought it was a gland swollen up at the time, but obviously it wasn't. We won't go into any. So with just roughly with the treatment, if your cancer is cut out and then you get the all clear, that's one. The other thing would be obviously the standard sort of chemotherapy treatment and radiotherapy. And there are some new drugs out which we won't go into because I know you're not a cancer specialist with the drugs. But there are new drugs coming out which they're sort of trialing at the moment. I think somebody I know who goes to the Royal Marsden is on one of them, which is a life prolonging. Drug for people with skin cancer.
Yes, melanomas occasionally will go into remission when we use immunotherapy treatment, and this can be prolonged. But as in your sister's case, it demonstrates that these cancers can spread early.